I'm very happy now to welcome Janet Dees. She is assistant curator at Site Santa Fe, and we're here to talk about the very ending, the closing of the show, Linda Mary Montano, Always Creative. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So what's happening? There's a bunch of events. First of all, Linda will be back.
Yes, actually, Linda got in yesterday afternoon, so she is in New Mexico already. We have several events planned for Friday and Saturday. On Friday, from 10 to 5 p.m., she will be performing the second part of her two-part performance, Singing My Heart Out, and this part is Singing My Heart In which she will be stationed in front of Site's building from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., singing for 7 hours along to the music of Raka Mukherjee, who's a Hindu devotional singer. And this time she will, I think, make it in front of the building for 7 hours. If you remember, in February, she was there for 3 hours, and then we moved into the building because of the cold.
I do remember it. I was walking dogs that day, and it was a bitterly cold day, and I don't even know how she made it for the 3 hours.
Well, as she said that, you know, it wouldn't be endurance art if it was easy.
Excellent point. Endurance art is definitely what she does. Mm. And so the first time in February, she started off on a platform, and each hour the platform went up a few feet, and pretty soon she was, even when it moved inside, she was very high up inside the building. Mm-hmm. Is she moving down this time?
Exactly. So this time she'll start at the on the same sort of scissor lift at the top of the building, and will move down each hour several feet until she reaches the ground at 5 o'clock.
And so that's all Friday.
That's all Friday.
That's today.
Yes. And then at 5:15 we'll move inside the building for a film screening. This is a film that will feature projects by students from Santa Fe High School, Tierra Encantada High School, Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and the Santa Fe Juvenile Detention Center, as well as some of our site guides. These are all projects that were inspired by Linda Mary Montano's performance suggestions.
What are some examples of those performance suggestions?
Well, one of them was to create piñatas, heart-shaped piñatas, but instead of filling them with candy like you would traditionally, the students were asked to fill them all with positive affirmations of their, and you know, either of their own devising or that they collected from others. So that's just one example. And Joanne Lafrac, who's our Director of Education and Outreach, along with Amanda Lee, who's our Education Assistant, really spearheaded working with these different students and teachers within the community to get these projects together. So I think it's really wonderful that there's a documentary, it's about half an hour long, that sort of allows us to hear their voices and to learn about their process and the way they interacted with Linda's work.
You also have a new book out about this, about Linda Mary Montano.
That's correct. It's a book entitled You Too Are a Performance Artist. And it does several things. The first part of the book documents 45 of Linda's performances from 1964 to the present. And what she's done is gone back to each of those performances and created suggestions about how you too, the reader, could be a performance artist and create your own works of art, own works of performance art that explore sort of similar things in your own life. And then in addition, the book includes several interviews with Linda, one by myself, one by Charles Duncan, which was from the Brooklyn Rail, and one by Maura Roth. And it also has a curatorial essay about the site exhibition that I wrote, as well as documentation from that exhibition. So
it's a great overview of her life, and one of the things that is just so interesting and engaging is that she's continually engaging you. If any of listeners heard the show yesterday, she's the only person I've ever really let interview me. And it's a little embarrassing, but anyway. But this book has exactly that spirit. She also does this art life counseling. Is that happening this weekend as well?
That is as well. Oh, I just wanted, before I talk about that, I just wanted to insert one more thing. On Friday at 6:45, so after we've screened the film, we will be breaking two of the large heart-shaped piñatas in front of Site Santa Fe. And these two piñatas that we'll be breaking were made by students from Santa Fe University of Art and Design and teenagers from the Santa Fe Juvenile Detention Center. And actually, the pinata that was made by the students from the University of Art and Design is filled with positive affirmations that were collected from the community and from the internet. So it's not just their own words, but, you know, other people from our community.
And then do we get to get on the ground and scramble for our own little affirmations?
Yeah, pick them up like candy. I think it's better than candy, you know. The high of sugar will last you, you know, a few minutes, but a, you know, well-chosen piece of wisdom lasts you a lifetime, right?
Definitely.
And so, yes, then on Saturday, from Linda will be back at site. And also just a thing that people should know, on Friday we're free all day, so all these events are free and open to the public.
Awesome.
On Saturday from 10 to 12, we're also free, and that's usual during farmers market. On Saturday, we're always free to the public. And Linda will be back doing art life counseling live, and that'll be on the first come, first serve basis in the galleries.
Did you ever get art life counseled yourself?
I got art life counseled, I think, all through planning this exhibition with her for the last almost 2 years.
Right.
So not just sort of formal, but I think, like, every engagement, you know, that there is part of that.
did this, if I may ask, did doing this show as a curator, did it kind of seep in? I mean, did it change your life?
I definitely think so. I think I write about this in the essay in the book, that one of her sort of instructions is to make art out of your everyday life. And so I began thinking that for almost a year, over a year and a half, my job was working on this exhibition. And so I think it helped me bring, you know, sort of bring a certain level of awareness and mindfulness to creating the exhibition, but then that translated to all the projects I was engaged in at the time. So definitely.
Linda Mary Montano, Always Creative is the show. It ends on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we missed?
Two things. So 10 to 12, she'll do art life counseling. And
that's
then
Saturday.
On Saturday. And 12 to 1 on Saturday, she'll do be in the lobby signing books if you want to purchase one. I also want to mention that there are two other shows that are on view at the same time that will also close on Sunday. State of Mind, New California Art, circa 1970, and Mungo Thompson's exhibition, Time, People, Money, Cricket. So I also encourage people to come out and engage with those exhibitions as well.
Which are a very nice fit with the Linda Montano exhibition.
Yes, Irene Hoffman, our director, and I kind of organized this suite out of the idea of the State of Mind show, which is focusing on California conceptual art, and it's a large group exhibition, over 60 artists. Linda Montano, some of her early work is in that show, because she started her career in California in the Bay Area in the 60s. And then Mungo Thompson show, which Irene organized. Mungo Thompson is a younger generation California artist who is influenced by and even taught by a lot of the artists in State of Mind, people like John Baldessari, for example. So it's a really wonderful, I think, trio of exhibitions.
Janet Dees is assistant curator at Site Santa Fe. Linda Mary Montano, Always Creative, and the other two shows close this Sunday. And lots of activities today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Thank you very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.